Blog Talk Radio.
Mubs Beats.com.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, then the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there was
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people by constitutional privilege that belongs with the Congress. But it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
Good evening, all my beautiful, beautiful human beings all around the world, and welcome to another episode of Against the Grain, Meeting of the Minds with our very special guest, Donovan Sherrod. It is 6/29/2019. I am your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order and administrator of ANTRN. Against Normal Trends Radio Network. Thank you guys for joining us on this special day. And it's always fun to have y'all. As I said, I miss y'all. So I am definitely trying to network and do more shows and just bring different content as I always tend to do. So this year seems to be the theme that I kind of left the olive branch. I'm done with that. I'm going back to my camp, going back to the people that I care about a lot. And networking with them, getting in their project, they're getting in a mind back and forth. So we're using this platform for that. Last show, we had the great King Ali with Pony Wax. We had, of course, you guys know Billboard Burnham with Street Fame, along with myself, the magazine. We had KCO who co-hosts. So we're just changing up a little bit. This show, I can't lie, I've been geeked about this show. Because if you don't know who Donovan Sherrod is, and I'm going to spell his name because I ain't going to lie, I'm very truthful to my audience, I fucked up his name, and he was so cool about it. He was like, bro, just correct my name, and it's gravy. So thank you for that. But if you don't know who he is, go search Donovan, last name, Sherrod. You just got to go join this man's Facebook alone. And you're going to become a fan, only if you like real shit. But anyway, without me up here blurting and blah, 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 because you guys hear from me all the time, I would like to give my man the floor. I would like everybody to welcome Donovan Sherrod. What up, brother?
What's going on, bro? How you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. Doing real good, man. I've been geeked about this show. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. A little tired, you know. Team no sleep, man. The grown.
All right. Hey, brother, can you get a little closer to your phone, check your reception? Kind of going in and out a little bit.
Doing better, bro?
Yep, a lot better. You go ahead.
Yeah, I said I'm not tired, you know. I never stop. The grind never stops, man.
Hey, you want to repeat that last line, brother? You went in and out again.
Right. In a row, man. All right.
Hey, Donovan, you know what? How about we do this? Why don't you hang up and call right back, and I'm going to play one of your songs really quick, okay? All right. Just call back, brother. All right. As you guys know, Blog Talk Radio is retarded. We love you guys. Anyway, been around for too long, and you guys already know what it is. So as he bumps out his technical difficulties, which you know we have here, I want to play one of the jams that I really, really like, and we even played it on the last show, so fuck it, it's my show, I'm going to fucking do it again. Anyway, with that being said, y'all, here is Donovan Sherrod, Look in My Eyes, deep song.
Look me in my eyes, the pain don't stop, nigga. See, I done been up on the block, nigga. Sold a couple grams of weed, a couple rocks, nigga. Had some holy shoes and I done wore some dirty socks, nigga. I got a fan base now, a little flock, nigga. They positive, they motivate me to the top, nigga. You can think I'm garbage, my nigga, they think I'm hot. So check the mixtape out, cause summer 18 about to drop, nigga. Grew up a screw up, daddy, he threw them twos up. My mama, she went to prison for that arm bank robbery. Me and my brother in the hood, see, we was starving. Be my auntie adopted us, but it still took out a part of me. Hey, for a while, I was soft, hey,
I was soft,
heartbroken over moms and pops. Shit, I was lost,
shit,
nigga.
I was lost.
We're growing up in the streets. COE and Milwaukee
and to a motherfucking boss, nigga.
Lamar Little, you my man, bro.
My man.
Cause anytime somebody try me, you was quick to throw them hands, bro. I fuck with two niggas nowadays. Only Corey and Tone. Cause if I'm in the dog fight, the niggas grabbing the bone. Fuck with gangster niggas, shooters who will pop at your dome. Had your melon leaking water, better leave me alone. They check this. I'm focused on this cash shit. And I done been through too much shit, you try to stop me.
And that's your ass, bitch.
Look me in my eyes, the pain don't stop,
it don't stop, nigga.
See, I done been up on the block,
nigga.
Sold a couple grams of weed, a couple rocks,
a couple
rocks, some holding shoes, and I done wore some dirty socks, nigga.
Socks.
I got a fan base now, a little flock,
nigga.
Flock. Positive, they motivate me,
they always
to the
top, nigga.
Garbage, my nigga, they think I'm hot, so check the mixtape out. Summer 18 about to drop, nigga. Elkhart, Indiana, racist as fuck. Every time I turned around, I was locked the fuck up. I went to JDC, then went to DOC, then went to Elkhart County, just straight to that HOC. That's work release, and the nigga had a deal. Some shit, like my bitch running off for some dick, bro. Sitting in the day room watching TV, then I seen Lario name, cause he got shot and they ain't know if he gon' live, bro. It made me turn my savage up, had a nigga acting up. He was one of my first cousins, so I was mad as fuck. Really got the trapping, bro. Really grabbed the ratchet, bro. Swear if I ever see you, little nigga, I'm at you, bro. I was fucked up, I had the blues, nigga. Then I sucked it up and grabbed two, nigga. Over family, I'ma act a fucking fool, nigga. I'm coming for mine and I can't lose, nigga. They look me in my eyes, the pain don't stop,
it don't stop, nigga.
See, I done been up on the
block,
nigga. Sold a couple grams of weed, a couple rocks, nigga. Had some holding shoes and I done wore some dirty socks, nigga.
Yeah.
I got a fan base now, a little flock,
a little
nigga. They're positive, they motivate me, push me all the way to the
top.
You can think I'm garbage, my nigga. They think I'm hot, so check the mixtape out. Summer 18 about to drop, nigga. Pain is the word to describe what I've been through. I use it though, so I can elevate my mental. I'm ready 2K18, cause my year sucks. 2K17 took everything that a nigga loved. I lost my wife and my child and the man I was. But I stay strong because they watching me from up above. So I stay focused on my grind. You can see it in my eyes, I'ma push into a shine,
nigga.
I just hit the next level. Broke the rules, nigga. Old and new me came together and we fused, nigga. I just broke my own barrier. Sonic Boom, nigga. Y'all gon' know the name real soon, nigga. Because I'm on my way up out the hood. Cause your boy blessed, top 10 on the chart. Yeah, your boy next, about to stack a couple bags and get 100 checks and do it by my motherfucking self. I ain't worried about no motherfucking street, no motherfucking
drama,
no motherfucking beat, just a motherfucking comma. If it ain't about my hustle, my
family,
or my mama, then I swear it ain't my motherfucking problem. Chase your dream, little nigga. That's what my mind on. Drive till you become a star, then get your shine on. Don't worry about the clock or everything that they time wrong. I'm 26, I'm sitting in my prime zone. Look me in my eyes, nigga. Look me in my eyes. I mean, sometimes I wanna cry, nigga. Sometimes I wanna cry, nigga. Now y'all know why, nigga.
I know why, nigga.
It's DJ Baby. What
the heavens of my love,
fuck.
Nigga.
DJ. Yo, you can't tell me that song is not lit. It's impossible.
Man.
You can't tell me that ain't lit.
Listen, it's pain, brother. Pain. Pain brings up
Man.
The best music in us.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So, Mr. Sherrod, why don't we... Huh?
I was going to say, I think the more people realize that it's okay to be yourself, the better. But we'll get into that.
Definitely. Definitely. But before we get into that, why don't you, before you even go into your background, why don't you throw out your links and definitely talk about the badass event going on for you tonight?
Well, first and foremost, for everybody who's listening, my name is Donovan Sherrod. I am a hip-hop, rap, R&B artist out of the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can find me anywhere on Spotify under Donovan Sherrod. You can find me on YouTube under Donovan Sherrod. My new single, Best Friend, just dropped. iHeartRadio, Pandora. You can find me on Reverb Nation, everywhere, Donovan Sherrod. Facebook, Donovan Sherrod. That's D-O-N-O-V-A-N. Last name, Sherrod, S-H-E-R-R-O-D. You can find me on Instagram at It's DJ Baby. That's at I-T-S. DJ B-A-B-Y 22 at his DJ Baby 22. I'm an upcoming hip-hop rapper / R&B artist. I am the cover guy. That is what I do. I am a cover guy. I will take your favorite cover and do any remix to it. I started off with covers, and now I've turned it into music and doing something extremely bigger. For anyone who is interested, there is a major nice show going on, a networking mixer and showcase with Vito and Friends live today at 3620 West Villar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at Dream 24 Studios. That is Dream 24 Studios at 3620 West Villar, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, run by Crystal Renee. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere at Crystal Renee, YouTube. It's going to be a dope event. It's going to be fun. We're going to turn up. We're going to have a ball. We're going to share ideas, meeting other minds. We're going to explore each other's music, give each other constructive criticism and feedback. It's a really good event, good networking event. If you have time available, you would like to come out, there's a $10 cover charge. There will be music for all ages. Food will be served. We have a bring your own bottle with bottle charge service going on tonight. We will be in the building from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. today. 6, 9, 10.
Ladies, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Dream 24 Studios.
Yes, sir.
3620
Milwaukee.
West Villar. Yes, Milwaukee.
It is going to be lit. And y'all know we do it big. We do it big because we give big. And the blessings always come back. That's one thing I saw in one of Donovan's videos. And I was like, yo, this young brother is on point. Like, man, I hope y'all listening. And I see the comments and the bullshit. And I love it because he a straight soldier. And he just like, yo, you don't want the truth, don't ask me. You don't want to be here, don't be here. Like, I'm just being real. Don't you want honesty? And it's funny. People always want heaven, but they don't want to go through hell.
That's so true. You know, I think a lot of problem is, I think one of the big problems is people are so worried about what other people have to say about them. And that stops them from elevating. I think that's one of the biggest problems that people have. Because how can you elevate if you're stuck in the same mindset? If you're worried about, I don't like this type of music because this person doesn't like this type of music, what does that say about you? Are you being true to yourself or are you being a follower?
And while people are following, they don't even understand fully what they're following. Even the model that they're following. They're just following.
People don't understand. It's cool to be yourself. It's cool to be you. You don't have to ride nobody else's way. It's cool to be yourself and ride your own way, steer your own lane, direct your own traffic, take your own chances. It's cool to move in your own lane, but a lot of people don't understand that.
And that's why this show is called Against the Grain. That's why people dubbed me the Loud Onion. I've always been that way, even in the music industry. I've got over God knows how many years, 20 years, went from sweeping the studio floor to opening up several of my own. I have a lot of respect for the culture. I'm a musician above everything. Well, a man above everything, but I am a musician. And the art of music and the power of music, you know, it's just amazing, man. It's, I don't know. People don't really take care of it. And then, funny enough, the music reflects that. Music reflects you not being yourself. It encourages you to have that groupthink, safe space, all that other extra shit. You know, just don't make noise. Just go with it. You know, instead of, like, right here, we have Operation Matrix 3. Question everything, including oneself. Everything.
Of course.
And don't believe shit unless you have documented, verified proof. Period.
Exactly.
You know, and this is one of the great things about Donovan, and I really want him to get into a little bit of his background, because, guys, don't forget, he really hasn't been doing this super long.
I've been doing music for 1 year.
Talk about hard work.
I started doing music and dropped my very first single March 2nd, 2018. March 2nd, 2018. I dropped my very first single.
Okay.
And it's a year later, and from being humble, from being myself, 2 weeks ago I had a meeting with I don't even feel like names are even necessary. I've had a meeting 2 weeks ago. I have a meeting next month from being myself, being humble, being comfortable in the person that I am, being true to me and my music and myself. I haven't been doing music long. To be honest, I wasn't even a person who was really into music like that. I was, you know, more into the street life and doing that. It just so happened that I went through a crisis in my life where, you know, I buried my fiance and my child, and I needed to talk about it. I needed to be able to express what I was going through and to express the things that I was going through and the things that I went through in my life to help me verbalize the things that was in my mind. I decided to write raps about it, tell stories. Give a real life story, because if a story is real, there's nothing that can be fraudulent in it. There's nothing that can be taken away from it. There's nothing that anyone can say about you, about that story in itself, to make you feel any type of way, because you've lived it and you came through it and came past it. That's where my music career started. I took the storytelling and I started saying, you know what? People like to see it. People like seeing stories. Okay, I'm going to keep going with stories. And then people were hearing songs. They were like, hey, hit me up. Hey, Donovan, can you do this? Hey, DJ, can you do this? Can you do this? You should do this. You should do this song. So they wanted to hear me. They were sending me industry songs that they wanted to hear me remake. And they wanted to hear me remake them on a cover song of the shit. They wanted to hear the same song except on the other side of the fence. So if we going to sit here and say that all men are for everybody, why not flip it to the other side? The men want to hear from the men's perspective. I mean, we need to let the women hear from the men's perspective. People wanted me to start flipping, and I consistently did covers. And I do consistently do covers because that's just what I wanted to do. At the time in my life, I was financially unstable to consistently go to the studio and record like I wanted to. But I know I wanted my image to grow. I wanted people to keep saying, that's Donovan Sherrod. That's Donovan Sherrod. That's DJ Baby. I've seen him. And because I couldn't consistently be to the studio, I needed to consistently be in everyone's faces. And for me to do that, I took it upon myself to find the easiest strategy that I could. That was free. That was cheap. Because I couldn't afford to do what I needed to do. So what I did is I took it upon myself and said, you know what, I have a phone. I have a really good intellect where I can write anything down, or I can write a song really fast or write a cover really fast. How about I take this free phone that I have now? I already pay the bill on every month. I sit, put it on a camera, turn a beat on, and record. I can post it for free. That way I'm consistently seeing it in people's face. My name is consistently being said. My face is consistently being saw because I'm putting it there over and over and over. If I can't drop how much I want to, I can't drop a song how much I want to, if I can't get out there the way I want to and produce out of the studio and produce these Billboard top charts and Spotify and all, if I can't consistently produce the way I need to produce it, why not do it in a way that's manageable for me? And that became manageable.
Mm-hmm.
It became manageable.
became a daily consistent thing. To the point where I start catching up with people that matter, different groups, different labels, different celebrities, different blue verified pit mark industry producers and CEOs that were like, man, you nice. You nice.
And what he's hold on real quick. I don't mean to interrupt you. Hold on a second, because you are on the roll. This is exactly what I've been talking about to you guys for over two decades. Like I already been telling you guys, it's been 24 years. I got six more years. I'm peace out. I'm out of here. And it's not that, okay, maybe, I don't know, seven. But either way, you know, I know when it's time to go and, you know, whatnot. I still got a job to do and I'll be here until it's done. But, hey, I get tired too. You know, and going back to what you originally said, congratulations on that blessing. You don't have to disclose any of that if you don't feel like it. But congratulations on that blessing. He's not bullshitting. He's very humble. Like, he's firm, but he's humble. You know what I'm saying? He speaks his mind, and he makes you think. Like, I'm going to read this really quick if you don't mind. This is one of his posts. Some people might be like, oh, my gosh, this is so harsh. And y'all didn't hear words coming out of my mouth, so suck it up, sweet cheeks. All right. So since when, and this is something I've always thought about. I've said it. Okay, you'll understand why after this. So since when did pussy become of higher value than dick? Women give up the pussy and get roses and shopping sprees and shit. Like, hold up now. I'm giving up quality dick, goddammit. Where's my motherfucking roses? My motherfucking roses. Where's my baseball tickets, football games? Hell, send me to see the Warriors or something. Enough is enough. You know, people might think that's funny, but it's not. It is, but it isn't, because it's a hard dose of reality. And what did I tell y'all always about jokes? There's a very nice line of reality and fact inside of a joke. That's why it's funny, because it hits home, makes you uncomfortable, makes you laugh. Understand the vibrations of why you do things. But he's right. I said it on the show. Dick is not on discount. Okay? And it's not being mannish or anything. It's being direct. I'm a hardworking man. Women don't want a bum. Okay, well, I'm a hardworking man. I don't want a bummy woman. But we get torn down. A lot, ladies. We really do. And a lot of different forms and fashions that you may think is positive to us actually hurts our masculinity. Okay, my bad. Go ahead, Donovan.
No, man, that was funny, man. Cause the post, like it was really a funny post. But you're right, it was the seriousness into that, because I mean that is true. Like, when the fuck did pussy become of a higher value than dick? Like, it seemed like for women, dick go in, money come out. You know what I mean? Like, that's just another topic for another day. But yeah, man, like I feel like it's a lot, and a lot of people might not think that the shit that I'm saying is important when I'm talking about this music thing. But in reality, to look at it as I'm giving free game. If you don't know where you at in your career,
really?
That's fine. Everybody don't know where they at in their career. For a while, I didn't know where I was in my career. But I found a way to strategize it. If all those things, look at it like free game. You know what? You're right. Somebody hits your inbox, like, you always doing covers. I like them, but why you always doing covers? Where's the phone? People seem to forget that LMA got signed from doing covers. I think you forget that Tokyo Jets that signed T.I. and Grand Hustle got signed from doing covers. People forget that Anaya Lamix signed from doing covers. I think people forgetting that.
Hey, brother, hold on a second. Brother, you're breaking up again.
I'm breaking up?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're clear now. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, no, I just think people seem to forget that people get signed from covers. Like, a lot of people look at it as, oh, he's just doing a cover. He can't do his own song. No, it's not that. It's me taking an industry song and showing that I can do the same thing on an industry song in my own way, in my own style, in my own way of rapping, in my own way of singing, still make it sound good on the same beat. It just shows that there's a different way of talent from somebody else on the same note, though. People don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
People look, I'm taking a song, and this is another part of Free Game. I'm taking a song that is popping in the streets, that's going crazy in the streets. That the current song at the current time is just going crazy in the streets, I'm going to do it. Why? Because it's probably the number one song. It's probably a song that's getting played everywhere. So if I can take that same beat and it's from the same song that's getting played everywhere, and I can do this song over in my own words and put it on social media for everyone to see it, all it needs is the right person to pick it up. Be like, man,
mm-hmm.
that song already hot. I like this one, though. Did y'all hear this? Mouth to mouth, word to word. All it takes is a rumor to start. Hey, did y'all hear Donovan Sherrod? He just did Megan Thee Stallion, Big Ol' Freak remix, and it was cold. Who is Donovan Sherrod? Let me go check him out. That's all it takes. But people don't understand that. People proud are too high to understand. People got this concept in their mind where they look down on everyone else and they feel like they're better than everyone else, or they accomplish so much more. But in reality, we are all in the same boat. And who you are getting paid for your music? I don't even care if you get paid for your music. If you don't, you're not signing no million-dollar deal, and you don't have residual income checks coming in consistently, then we are in the same boat. You're not better than me. People want to look at someone else's catalog. As artists, you want to look at someone else's catalog. Why am I looking at their catalog? What does me looking at their catalog have anything to do with my career? I can look at their catalog and say, you know what, maybe that's a good idea for me to do that. Or maybe I need to get another photo shoot, man. Or maybe I need to work towards getting new graphics or artwork. That's something to take away from it. But I'm not never going to compare myself to someone else's catalog and say, you know what, they got 4 or 5 mixtapes done, I only got one. I'm not where I need to be. They doing better than me. For what? I can't elevate my mind like that. The only thing I'm doing is bringing that negative energy. Positive energy brings positive outcomes. If I bring that negative into my mind, I can't elevate now because I'm stuck in the same place now.
Same place, trying to look for different results. Same place.
Career instead of looking at mine. Instead of taking a look at mine and getting what I want done, I'm focused on the fact that they got this done. Oh, they just dropped this video. They just dropped that video. I'm not, why am I worried about what they do? If I want to support it, I'm going to support it. But
exactly.
I'm going to take time out of my own project and stop what I'm doing to focus my energy into why am I not like them? Why don't I have the following that they have? There are people who've been in the industry, in this music industry, and I've only been in a year. There's people who've been in this music industry who doesn't have the following like I have. But it's not because...
At all.
It's not at all. And it's not because I'm better than them. Because I'm not going to say I'm better than a lot of people. I'm actually not the person that's going to call everyone's music cast simply because they're in my forum somewhere. But it's not that they don't have the following that I have simply because I'm better than them. I just know how to market myself. I know
mm-hmm.
how to market myself, and I want to focus on myself. I'm not taking my energy putting it into somebody else's project and what they're doing because that's not going to do nothing but slow me down.
Right.
Instead of me staying in my lane, driving straight on cruise control or speeding up, you know, letting out the brakes a little bit, but speeding up to continue on where I'm going, I've diverted over here into their lane. And now I'm behind traffic because they're in front of me, and I'm trying to figure out how to get up there with them. So instead of me diverting and swerving over into their lane, I'd rather stay in my lane. If I have to put on the gas a little bit and slow down, then that's what I need to do. But I'd rather be in my own lane where I control that instead of going behind somebody else and trying to figure out how to get past them.
You know, not to interrupt you again, but you just bring up so many great points. I want to point this out. I think people that, like, there's two different kinds of people that I'm going to bring up here. One is people who say they want all of this and that of whatever it may be, if you people get it, not, you know, being in particular. Then it ends up in their lap, or it ends up more than they expected, and they can't rise to the occasion. Or people who humbly just try to get through and do what we do, and then we're held up on this pedestal that we never asked for, which is a really huge burden because we don't want to let people down. But the most important person that we learn not to let down is ourselves. And that's okay. It's okay. You have to take care of you. You can't restrict yourself from growth, developing
at all,
gaining knowledge. What do I tell you guys? I'm always a teacher, but I never stop being a student. I'm always gathering information. Every time people see me in front of this computer or whatever I'm doing, I'm researching. I'm gaining knowledge in some kind of way every single day. I don't watch fucking TV. I guess I'm a lame. I watch fucking YouTube or I'm out in the street because I'm really out here. And you can tell just by how Donovan rolled all of that out. That's organic. Just like he's talking about, he has a better following. Not because anything else. It's because real recognize real. And he is talking about that 2 minutes to midnight where people are like, dude, enough of this shit. Gloves off. Let's get to the root of it.
But, you know, that's a problem in the industry nowadays. And I think that's why a lot of people like me, to be honest. I think that's why a lot of people like me. Because the problem that we have now is rap has gotten so sensitive. I mean, it's like sensitivity is at an all-time high. So we can't stay
calm. Oh, my Lord.
Like,
man, I tell people all the time, check your string. I tell them, D, no bullshit, DJ. I tell motherfuckers straight up, man, check your string. I am not, or I'll be like, yo, you're not talking boss. I can't understand you. And it's not to demean somebody. It's just like, yo, you're not going to bring me down to your level. Level up. Come on, man.
Exactly. You see, people
grow. It's
just people just need to elevate. You know, and it's like, It's like I can say this. Like, I'm really a street nigga. You know, a lot of people know me. A lot of people know me beyond music. A lot of people just know me from the streets. A lot of people know me from being a funny guy. A lot of people know me from music. But it's different lanes that I'm in. I'm in the street lane because I'm really in the streets. I'm really out here every day. I'm really in the streets. I really drive around with a pistol. You feel me? I really get out here.
I was just about to say that.
Videos.
I was like,
you know what I mean?
Don't ever. I'm sorry, bro. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm done after this. Yo, for real. He just like me. He ride or shit. He going to make it home. You want to go
like
home?
Like,
we going to make sure we go home. And it ain't like we want to roll around with it. You motherfuckers think it's cool. We doing this really to protect our fucking selves.
Exactly. And I mean, even in that case, though, you know, I've done things in my past that even though I've grown from it, I'm in a different place in life, I never know what could come back. You know what I mean? I can't say whose family I've hurt back in the day, or I can't say who I've done something to back in the day that I'm not even thinking about it. It could come back to haunt me or come back to get me. You know what I mean? So I'm really out here. I really rolled around with a pistol. You know what I mean? I really drove around with a K in my truck. To this day, I'm in my car right now, and I have a pistol on me. Not because I want to be, because I'm trying to be tough, because I've done a lot of things in my life, and although I've elevated from them, I know that karma is a bitch, and I still have sins that I have to pay for. So I know that. But I'm in different lanes. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's not no cool shit, but at the same time, even me being a street nigga, I have to learn in that too. What do I gain about checking somebody? What do I gain about checking everybody that says something about me? I don't gain shit. What do I gain? The only thing I'm doing is trying to prove something to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is what I learned. You can go to you can walk up to a black person and be like, "Man, you ain't no college nigga." Guess what they'll tell you? College ain't for everybody. But walk up to a black man and be like, "Man, you ain't no street nigga, you soft." Then they want to prove it. You don't want to prove it, you can go to college. It's a simple statement for that. But you want to prove that you're a street nigga. Who are you trying to impress? Why are you trying to prove something? What do you gain from proving something? I'm only saying this and stating this because I had to learn that for myself. You know how many niggas around here that I didn't check? Or how many niggas around here that run their mouth and speak on me? You think I'm out here checking everybody? For what? I'm bigger than that now. I don't have time for a woman. I am
preach.
In a lane that I don't have time for a rumor. I don't have time to address shit. Every situation don't need to be addressed, and every action don't need a reaction. I don't have time for that. My mind's right in the past that I'm focused on a fucking bag. I ain't focused on nothing but a bag. If it ain't about that, then I don't have time for it. And I know a lot of people say that, but I mean, I am very serious.
instabilities in my life right now. I'm trying to be financially comfortable to the point where, and I'm not mean where I just own a house. I mean financially comfortable to the point where I can say I own multiple houses. I can say if I want to wake up on this Saturday morning, so you know what, I'm gonna fly to fucking Cancun. I can, because I worked my ass off where I can do that. I left the shit that I needed to leave alone that was stopping me from going. I left that shit alone. So now I'm in a different mind frame. But you can't do that if you don't start somewhere with a change. I had to realize that. And then people need to get in their mind that everybody not your fucking friend. Everyone doesn't owe you loyalty. Stop trying to impress the next fucking person. Be yourself. That is the best thing that you can do, is be your fucking self. You will never, ever see me in the streets of Milwaukee riding along with anybody but me. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because my mind is coming to be different. I go out of hood, nigga. I be in the hood all the time. But I ain't got fucking time. I ain't got time to be riding around with him. Because if I'm riding around with you, I know you hood as fuck and you ain't doing nothing but bringing an old street nigga out of me. Now I want to go get on some dumb shit when I could go say what up, talk to you, you know what I'm saying, kicking with you for a minute. If possible, try to bring you up to where I'm at on my level, and if not, going about my business. We still cool. We still got our friendship. It's just that we in two different lanes now. But if I'm trying to be I know the shit that you be on, I know the shit that I'm on. In some type of way, you can convince me to do some shit that I don't want to do. Possibly. Not 100% for a fact, but there's a possibility that you could convince me to do some shit that if I was by myself, I wouldn't fucking do. So what's the point of me keeping you with me?
Amen. Man. And it's crazy, too, because I'm going to bring this up. This is something I've always liked about you, is your delivery. Because you mean it. You live by it. I have said this, and we didn't practice this. He asked me what the show was about, and I already knew. This man got a lot to talk about, and people need to hear it. Because this is the same thing. Yeah, these are the same common sense things that we have been preaching over and over, different levels, different ways. You know, wake up. Get it. It's not going to get better. There's more of us than them. Tuck in your skirt and be a change within yourself. Teach somebody else to change. And then slowly but surely, or at least some kind of way, there's a change being made.
Nothing will change.
Stand up.
Nothing will be different if it don't start with a change. That goes with everything in life. I don't understand why people don't get that. And I couldn't say that, you know, I guess I can't say that because it took me a while to get that. But nothing is going to be different if it doesn't start with a change. It's just like women in fucking relationships. You know, if you got with this man and in the first 6 months all y'all did is fucking fight, why do you think 6 months later it's gonna be fucking different? Where's the difference? What's gonna change?
Expecting different results from the same equation.
But I'm just a real dude. I just keep it 100. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck what somebody say about me. Listen, I've always said, this is what I've always said my entire life. I'm going to say what the fuck I want because I can fight. Fuck it. I'm the best fighter in the world. Hell, look at Floyd. She is.
Right.
But I'm still going to say what the fuck I want to say, because I stand on what I say, because I'm not going to say it if I don't mean it. I'm not going to say it and then take it back, because the only thing I can do is be real. And if you ain't going to fuck with me, stand and accept real shit. You're going to fuck with me because you really understand that I'm just a real motherfucker. I'm not no sugarcoat type of person. You're not going to come to me and say, man, bro, whoop, I'm going to tell you some fake shit. I'm going to tell you what it is. Nigga, you dumb as fuck. That was a dumb move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what's good shit like that. That was dumb as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But
and by the way, move away from me.
Be fake with you. People like kicking it around.
See people?
Real with.
See people? I told you it's not just me. You know, you guys know my background. All right? I don't hide it. It's fucking hard to hide it. I walk around with a damn flag everywhere I go. You know who I be. But you also got to see the man in and out of me. I'm also a father. I'm an uncle. I'm a role model to a kid that won't go to sleep at 10 and 11 o'clock. All right? I have different hats that I wear. some I do have to carry. I do have to have different things in place. Do I want to? No. But, hey, I got sins to pay for, too. And just like Donovan, walk to the fire. Don't walk away from it. We talked about this on the KCO show. See how all this comes together? So you know we're not tripping. We're not trying to brainwash you or social engineering. We're just telling you our story. This is how we survive in these 10 toes that we stand on. Now you can learn from it, take from it. Just know when you approach it of how to deal with it. I want to go to another one. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to one of your, I think this is one of your freestyles, my man. Let me see real quick, because I downloaded quite a few of them. Actually, you know what? No, I know which one I want to play. One I really like, too. I've already played In My Eyes. You know, that's my shit. So I played that one. Look at my eyes. That one came off rip. But I think I want to rock with Best Friend, because I know that one's really important to you. And there's really a lot of truth bars in this 2 minutes and under 30 seconds. Do you want to set up the song, brother?
It's a story. Listen, this song is my new single. It's called Best Friend by Donovan Sherrod.
Yeah. DJ, baby. That nigga Donovan Sherrod, man. I know, man.
Fuck.
Hey, look. So, how many of y'all got a best friend that you really feel some type of way about, but y'all never really say shit?
Have you ever been in love with your motherfucking best friend? I got a topic that I want to talk about, because it's been on my mind, it's been on my soul. You ever felt a certain type of way about somebody, but you play your role, you stay in your lane, knowing deep inside you want to fuck the motherfuckers up that be bringing them pain, but you just sit tight, because you just a friend in their eyes, so you got to stand by their side. Y'all don't get my drip, I had to tell my friend that I love to keep dealing with somebody who ain't shit, ain't that about a bitch. My loyalty will never make me selfish, I will never throw no shade up in the mix, I just play my part. Hey, how you doing, is you good, okay, tell me what is on your mind, tell me how the kids are. Are you still working? Did you eat? Is everything going good with your heart? And no, yeah, you're beautiful. Don't let nobody on this motherfucking earth tell you that you ain't no queen, and that's on me, baby. I crack a joke to let her think a nigga joking, but that's really what I mean. But what can I do? Ha, I'm in the fucking friend zone. They got me feeling like I'm in a box, and I don't want to mention how I feel. Did my cars get declined because it's awkward and she put me on the block? Have you ever been in love with your motherfucking best friend? Nah, I don't think that y'all have. When y'all got a bond that you really want to last, but you really find this fuck and you really want to smash. You ain't never been in love with your best friend, and if you hadn't, you know that it's true. You hear her say, I love you, you love her too, but you never admit that it's more than just cool. See, I really am in love with my best friend. I think it's time that I go and keep it real. See, I've been holding back, and this is really how I feel. It's the only thing I ever think about when we kill. I'm so tired of fucking lying to you, best friend. And it is okay if you don't feel the same, cause I still be loyal, and that would not change. But this shit been weighing heavy on my brain. Have you ever been in love with your best friend? I think it's time that I go and keep it real. See, I've been holding back, and this is really how I feel. It's the only thing I ever think about when we kill. I'm so tired of fucking lying to you, best friend. And it is okay if you don't feel the same. I'll still be loyal, and that would not change. But this shit been weighing heavy on my brain. Have you ever been in love with your best friend? I had a dream, me and my best friend fucked. Can't tell you how it happened. All I know is in my dream, I saw my face with tender legs, and I'm screaming, I'm about to bust.
Man. Now, talk about a banger. Man, Donovan Sherrod, Best Friend, new single. You performing that tonight, brother?
I'm performing that tonight.
Oh, man. Y'all, get down to Dream 24 Studios.
Dream 24 Studios, 3620 West Billard Avenue, owned and operated by Crystal Renee. It is about to be a
movie
tonight.
Shout out to them. That's what I'm screaming, man. Shout out to them. Much love. Take care of my homie up there. Make sure everybody get back safe. Have a great time. Hey, everybody then probably had a long week, got their own bullshit, and now you get to vibe with some real people, eat some good food. chill, and enjoy yourselves. We all about good vibes, but we going to keep it 100 all the time.
At all times?
For real, for real. Oh, yeah, and just to let y'all know, yes, I am going to be, I'm blessed to be working and networking with him on the track for the album. So you guys are definitely going to get a factual, hard-hitting, smack you in the face, fuck you doing, you know, and, oh, that's you? Well, we going over here type shit, you know, the real shit, that's all. To be announced, but definitely coming soon. All right, can I pick your brain, bro?
For sure, let's go. All
right. So what do you think is – oh, these are not gotcha questions. I don't do none of that bullshit. I don't like ambush journalism. I really despise that shit, and actually I put them on blast. Well, actually, it depends on who they are. Some of you journalists thought y'all were slick, and, yeah, learned real quick. But anyways, just – real loud questions, you know what I'm saying? So let me shoot with this. Did you know that is a huge epidemic in lost people in national forests and since like Katrina, since the devastation there, Hurricane Harvey and everything else, and that gets swept underneath the rug? What do you think about that? Kind of general question, but, you know, you can pick whatever.
Think about it like this. Why would the most important things in the world be in the news? Look at all, and when it comes to news, and I'm only saying this because I don't watch news, and it's the reason I don't watch news is because it's all fucking bullshit. But when it comes to the news, the things that really matter, that really affect us, and the things that we really should know, it's always swept under the rug because there's a divert, and there's always some type of diversion. There's always some type of diversion to some bullshit or something with, whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's something with some entertainer or something, there's always some bullshit going on to divert from the things that's really going on in the world. Why do you think they do that? They do that because they don't want us to pay attention to that shit. They don't want us looking into that shit. They don't want us to really know what's really going on in the world. I don't watch the news because there's so much fucking bullshit and so fucking – all they do is push everything that really matters to the side. That's all they fucking
mm-hmm.
It's sad, depressing.
And I'm
going to real... No, or wait.
And that's where we came into play. You know, we've been doing this for over 20 years. And exactly what you're talking about is what made me go from working for a press room to starting the Factual Dragnet. From always questioning everything. Like, I even got into trouble in school with that shit, because if it smelled funny, I'm on ass. And I felt like if you was offended that I'm on ass, then you on some bullshit. You know, standing my ground, going through all of that, you know what I'm saying? And people really need to just go ahead and, I guess, jump that ledge and gain some strength. Take that risk. You're taking a risk anyway by following something that you don't clearly understand. That's, you have no idea it's like a crapshoot if it's even going to make you grow or destroy you. But you're running like Bill Cooper says, sheeple. The news is full of shit. And we have been for 20 years finding the documented, verified facts and going to the dark corners, asking the questions, getting the facts, and bringing it to you guys. But see, this isn't just Rush's opinion because I'm in this industry. He doesn't even like the news, and he knows that. And that's why we do so much to try to keep the institution of the free press, because it is mandatory. I'm telling you right now, if we lose the institution of the free press does mean media nowadays. Okay, that means any way really to get out communication to the masses, no matter what that communication is. Again. Music will be affected. We got to get it together. Be aware. Knowledge is power.
Over everything.
What do you think of the 5G? And when I say 5G, I'm not asking you to get like all super duper technical and all that goofy shit just because we're none of it. Just from what you know of it, you know, let's just go back and forth and, you know, see what's up.
You said about the 5G?
Yeah, the 5G towers.
The towers?
Yeah, the towers, yeah. And also, you know, like I have AT&T. That box is 5G. And, you know, they talk about the radiation and everything that comes from that. The radiation that comes from our phones that they're constantly on our person and things like that. You know, I don't know if you actually knew about that or not. But, you know, there's a lot on that. And I didn't know if you knew much about that.
Actually, I did see a little bit about that, because what I heard about it was, you know, they was trying to introduce 5G into, you know, like I said, into like routers and boxes, and they was going to start putting it into phones and everything. But I feel like it's bullshit, because I did hear that it was a lot of radiation going on with it. And what I feel about that, I feel like it's fucked up, because think about it like this. In a new generation, what is the biggest thing that's used today in this world? Technology.
All that technology. The Internet of Things.
Technology is the biggest thing used in the world. And y'all know for a fact that y'all have radiation coming off this 5G. Why are y'all trying to spread it to the world, especially to all the technical devices in the world, when y'all know that's the
mm-hmm.
biggest thing used? So are y'all purposely trying to spread radiation? Are y'all purposely trying to infect us?
And then, brother, I don't even know if you know this, but this will piss you off. Do you know these powers that shouldn't be jackasses, put them near schools, and they actually have it in law where you cannot sue them or anything?
That's fucking unbelievable. That's what it is.
Next to schools. As a matter of fact, I'm actually going to pull that article up. 5G towers. Y'all know how I am, audience. I go for the fact. Schools. Okay, I'm gonna do that one first, and then I'm gonna actually look up the law or whatever the clause is that they can't sue it or anything like that. Why? Hold on one second. Oh, Sacramento here. Cell tower on school campus suspected of causing students cancer, finally removed. Now, this was back in March of 2019, but this is a rarity. So I'm just going to read this real quick so, you know, you get a little feel of it. The cell phone tower that parents claim used cancer in 4 elementary students is being removed. Parents fought for years with the district after 4 children were diagnosed with some form of cancer. The tower is located at Weston Elementary School in Ripon. A child Weston Elementary was recently diagnosed with cancer, with it being the fourth child diagnosed with cancer in recent years at the school. Many parents started raising concerns that the cell phone tower was possibly to blame, and that again is a CBS 13 Sacramento article, and it was filed under Ripon News, so you can go directly to that, read it yourself. But yeah, okay. Now I'm gonna actually read to you real quick. You can go ahead and fill in if you want to while I do this of whatever you want to add to that while I find it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's always something, man. It's always something, and I feel like it's just a way to poison our communities. I really feel like it's a way to poison our communities, because it makes no sense. There's no common sense to make out of what they're doing. There's none to make out of what they're doing at all.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You know what? I've always told people on this show, I think that, and this is just my opinion, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. People can think on your own. But my thing is that when I say 2 minutes to midnight, like, we don't know which way, if it's not all kinds of ways, this shit's about to go down. Like,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't a conspiracy theory. People who don't even, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. I'm an anarchist. But nevertheless, I don't believe conspiracy. Fact. And you know, even I'm like, holy shit, like, okay, I thought that was bullshit, and that's even true. Oh, okay, that's bad. People emailing me, sending me messages like, dude, we thought you were crazy. You were fucking right.
Man, that's out of hand.
Okay, I'm not gonna waste time on this. You guys can catch it on the show because we covered this. I went on a huge rant and blah blah blah, and we covered this intensely. But yeah, it is, man. It's complete and utter bullshit, and they don't care. You know, they do so much to our youth and our children and everything else. It's just sickening, man. Moving on. You bring up a subject, man. Let's talk about something you want. It's your show. Go ahead.
I'm just real focused right now at the moment. You know what I mean? I'm doing so much with this music. I'm actually, like I said, I got another label meeting next month in Atlanta. So I've been real focused on this music, man. That's what I've been devoting all my energy and time into, because I can't let up. I can't let up. I don't really have time to slack, man. And I'm trying to surround myself with so many positive people in my life, because I can't afford to go backward from where I'm at. The world is a rough place, man. And world's a rough place. And if we don't surround ourselves with positive people, we'll get lost in it. We'll get consumed by all the fuckery out here. And I'm not trying to get, I don't know about you, but I'm not, that's what I'm not trying to do. I'm not trying to be consumed with all the fuckery and bullshit. I got so much shit going on. Like, when you really sit back and think, what do you have to lose in life? Like, how many people actually sit back and think, what do I have to lose? Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not questioning yourself every day when you wake up, or every time you're going to make a move that's not necessary, if you're not questioning, is it worth it or not, what are you doing?
Seriously.
I have to question.
And if you know better,
do
better.
Always. Take a chance. It's okay to take a chance. Like,
and see, I wouldn't say it's easy for us, but we kind of came preset with a certain set of survival tactics that certain people aren't privy to having automatically. It's like muscle memory, but survival tactics, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know when shit ain't good. I'm notorious for being like, dude, wasn't Rush just here? Where the he didn't say bye? Nope, because you saw I did not want to be there, and I don't give a fuck what's there. You can stay here. I'm the fuck out. Like, I don't play that shit. And people be like, dude, why you do that? Because that's me. I'm not afraid to be me. I was dubbed the Loud Onion because it is what it is.
I made a whole song called I'm Me. Because that's actually nobody but me. Like,
are you performing it?
I'm performing on me tonight too. I am gonna be performing on me.
Hold on.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be a dope.
All right, you go ahead, keep talking, because I'm downloading that. Again.
No, it pays to be yourself, man. And I made a whole song called I'm Me because I'm not trying to fill nobody else's shoes. You know, like, a lot of people, like, think about it like this. I don't have kids, but a lot of people have kids. That should be all the motivation that a person needs to move forward with their life and let go of things, because you want to set an example for our future generation. Every move that I make, I'm trying to set an example for our future generation. Every move that I make, like, it's hard.
Uh-huh.
It's hard. It's not easy. And it's not easy because, like I said, I'm a street nigga. So it's hard because, I get there to where I'm about falling in my ways. You know what I mean? Falling back into my old ways. But it's harder because I know there's people looking up to me. I know there's young people, like, I respect that. Or I know it's people who really love the fact that I try to be me. Like, I don't have any kids, but I got a little cousin and she look up to me. You know what I mean? Like, she literally look up to me. So I try to make every best move and best decision I can, because I know it's somebody looking up to me and the steps that I take and trying to see if I'm doing the right things in my life. And I don't want her to fall into if I can be some type of help and some type of positive role model in our community, then why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I?
Exactly.
People don't want to come. People,
exactly.
Together, people don't want to come together. And it seems like people don't want to come together for nothing but to fight or be on bullshit or be on drama or for all the negative. But people don't want to come together for shit that matters.
I agree.
I'm not trying to be,
and that's what
I'm
I
not trying to be a statistic. I'm not trying to be a set in a certain category. I want people to be like,
mm-hmm.
man, I salute that man.
For real.
I don't want to go out like
for
that,
real.
But I want to be respected like him.
And RIP to big homie King that we talked about
man,
that briefly a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want
for several reasons.
I want to be remembered like him.
The marathon lives on, my friend. The marathon goes on. With that being said, let me I'm sorry. I always get chills every time I think about the big homie, man. That's crazy. Here's one of the covers that he's talking about that he just slaughters. Check this shit out.
It's DJ, baby. That nigga Donovan Sherrod, man. It's only right that I give y'all the remix to LMA Buddha. Official audio and video will be coming soon. But for now, let's just vibe. Let me tell y'all how I became Buddha. Look, you see, I met a little baby working. She was pushing 9 to 5. She had this glow around her body and a shine inside her eyes. So I said, baby, are you taking? She said, no, I asked her why. She got the blushing extra hard, and I realized that she was shy. I heard that softness in her voice, innocence in the words. So she told me she was gonna wait until she got what she deserved. In that moment, I knew then that all my playaways would end because I wanted her, and not just as a friend. And ever since it's been. I won't do that, baby. Nah, I can't do that, baby. You give me high, baby. You give me high, baby. Yeah, yeah. Nah, I can't do that, baby. I can't do that, baby. You give me high, though. Hey, hey. Say we don't boot up. If you ask, so we boot up. Hey, we be boot up. She got these exes on the line, trying to play inside her mind. They begging for second chances and doing all of this crime. You neglected, disrespected, and undervalued her mind. So disrespect is intended when I tell you shawty is mine. You lack giving attention, didn't work because you was lazy. Now you see she moving on, so your remark is that it's crazy. I appreciate that lady that you always called a bitch. I get to show her that she really is the shit, nigga. Hey, I can't do that, baby. Everybody know what's up. Even though we ain't together, we just got this type of mind that we created in this special. But soon we'll fall in love and elevate to a new level. But until I ain't tripping, I'ma settle. Being cool with us, boot up, boot up. True stuff. Hey, I just fly through on a late night and I screw up. Boot up. True stuff. And I just fly through on a late night and I screw up, nigga.
My heart goes out of Buddha.
DJ Bay, that nigga Donovan Shirai, man. Official remix. Official audio. Official video. Will be dry. Pull it up. Man.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was one of the monster killer covers that he was speaking on before, Donovan Shirai. All right, man. Well, the floor is all yours, my man. If you would like to, definitely please spit out all of your links in the show again. And any closing comments, my man?
Once again, y'all, my name is Donovan Shirai. You can find me on You can find me on Facebook. Facebook and Instagram is the best way to get in contact with me. I mean, I'm always reaching out to people. I always got people reaching out to me. That is the best way to get in contact with me. Follow me at Donovan Shirai. That's D-O-N-V-A-N Shirai. S-H-E-R-R-O-D. Follow me.
Hey, brother, you're going in and out again. You're going to have to repeat that.
Twitter at The Real D. Shirai. I just dropped another cover, too. If y'all heard that Chris Brown, Drake, No Guidance, I just dropped it just now, literally just now. So I got a new cover that's out. I got new music, new videos going to come out. I got going to come out. The challenges will never stop because that's what the people want. But I got a lot of new stuff coming on for y'all. Once again, I got a new song. I mean, I got a show that will be going on tonight at 3620 West Villard Avenue in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at Dream 24 Studios, owned and operated by the beautiful Miss Crystal Renee. Come check it out. It is the Family Business Networking Mixer and Showcase with the Vito and Friends Live. It will be going up with special guest performer Donovan Shirai. $10 cover charge, all ages, food served, and bring your own bottle with bottle charge. It is going to be going up. I appreciate all the supporters. I appreciate all the love that I'm getting. I want to say thank you to everybody. I hope everybody have a nice weekend. Good peace, love, and hair grease, man. And I'm out.
Hey, I'm with that, man. Ladies and gentlemen, again, definitely make sure you go and check out Donovan Shirai. And definitely check him out tonight. Dream 24 Studios, my boy, is going to be in the building. Great vibes, great food, great people. If you are in the Middletown, come through. If you're not in the Middletown, get your ass here. You don't know what you're missing. Thank again for Donovan showing up, man. You are the shit. Can't wait to work with you, man. So it's a blessing. It's always a humbling experience to have people take out of their time, you know what I'm saying, and come rock with you. And I've always been humble that way. I'm always appreciative of people taking out of their time. I need them. They don't need me. Their careers are fine, you know, and actually doing it as a friend, you know, and coming and rocking with me. And it's about networking. You know what I'm saying? You know, my mom always told me, by the way, we're going to go into the moment of clarity so I can let you guys go. My mom always told me that the world is too big to live, die, and be born in the same place. So I switched that around a little bit. Life is too short to not gain wisdom, grow, and learn how to love and to love other people. Empathy. But we talk about that a lot, right? I didn't even do a tool shed in a long time. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We all get the Tool Shed Shiny Gold Award. None of us are actually doing enough. Even me. That's why I grind hard every single day. You guys don't notice it that I'm going through right now, and I really don't feel like talking about it because we all got problems. It's not about the storm. It's learning how to what? Dance in the rain, my friends. You win a war without a fire shot. You are truly a master of war. Sounds like a bunch of put it together in your own life. Be balanced. Be content. Be true to yourself. Detach. Smell a fucking flower. Take risk. Stand up. Be okay to be wrong in the eyes of somebody who hasn't even taken the first step onto the road of the journey, let alone pick the fork in the road that they should be on. But here you are adjusting yourself, afraid to take off the mask. We all wear a mask, but the dangerous ones are the ones who take the mask off. See, we don't hide from each other. It's not what it's about. Go do your homework. D-Y-O-R, do your own research. Go ahead and check out the rebroadcast if you're coming in late or whatnot. It's all good. I really, again, thank everybody who came on tonight. You know what I'm saying? My man, Donovan, I'm telling you, please go down there and go support my boy. He is rocking it, man. And I'm telling you, he real, 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 you know, and I really look forward to meeting him and doing some actual work. But, again, that address is 3620 West Villard Dream 24 Studios. And with that being said, do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, the world, or actually, I'm going to play my song last. All right. Anyway, I'm going to still leave y'all alone. Thank y'all for all showing up. I really appreciate it. Please check into our show that's coming up where we're going to have the freshmen of the VOC, some new cats coming in. Somebody else has got to take this bad boy. Like I said, I'm almost out, faithfully serving. With that being said, I'm going to leave y'all with On the Creep, because that's what we own, networking, working hard. We on the creep. Don't forget, sky's the limit, and the world is indeed at your fingertips.
Black hat, black gloves. loves black mask. All for the cash, boy, you better think fast. We hustle hard, so you know we don't sleep. So when you see the goons rolling bout 40 feet,
we on the creep. We on the creep. We on the creep. We on the creep. We on the creep.
Black hat, black gloves, black mask. All for the cash, boy, you better think fast.
We on the creep.
We hustle hard, so you know we don't sleep. So when you see the goons rolling bout 40 deep,
we on the creep.
Black hat, black gloves, black mask. All for the cash, boy, you better think fast.
We on the creep.
We hustle hard, so you know we don't sleep. So when you see the goons rolling bout 40 deep,
we on the creep.